Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Bigfoot Live, starring Thomas Gardy, the world's most respected authority on the phenomena known as Bigfoot. Sit back and relax as we take you on a journey into the world of the unknown. Believer or skeptic, man or woman, you will be mesmerized by real people telling real descriptions about real encounters. Fasten your seatbelts, America. It's reality radio at its finest, and it starts now.
In 1967, my whole life changed. I saw the Roger Patterson film on the Johnny Carson show. And I gotta tell you, that's the day I thought I was gonna challenge the world and go out and find this thing.
We had found like 12 tracks in the ground. I didn't want to believe it was Bigfoot.
Oh, yeah.
Did you hear that?
He's moving right now. He's moving right now. He's straight out of the tree line. He's moving to the right. See him? He's going to the right. He's going into the trees right now. Come here, look.
I'm Bob Hallmark, and I'm a reporter with ABC Television in Tyler, Longview. It's been my pleasure to be with Tom Scotty and his team tonight, and I have to admit that I was skeptical. When I came out here, I thought we, at this time in our history, had the technology to be able to find one of these things if it existed. But after seeing the footprints and the dig marks in the sand and what I believe to be a very large creature running at a high rate of speed through the woods, I'm convinced I'm going to have to change my opinion on Bigfoot.
I turned, I saw this thing standing by my gator.
When I saw the actual footprints, I realized they were something special and probably Sasquatch.
Well, I landed on the ground, kind of thinking, this ain't no human being. This got to be something else.
www.searchingforbigfoot.com.
Out in the swamps, what you think I've seen? Something strange, you know. Sasquatch sitting on the side of his knee, and he was talking to Moss and Joe. Planning a party they're gonna have out in the St. John's Swamps.
Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Marco Bill on the Bigfoot Live broadcast. And folks, it's that time of the week again. It's time for the Wednesday evening Bigfoot Live radio show with our host, Mr. Tom Descarty. And now, everybody, the man who put the big back into Bigfoot, our host and renowned Bigfoot researcher, Mr. Tom Biscardi. Good evening, Tom. How are you tonight?
Well, good evening, everyone. Marco Bill. TJ, are you on?
I'm here, Marco.
Okay. What area code is your dad using?
I'm going to guess a 650 number.
A 650, okay.
Or the actually try the anonymous, Marco.
Tom, are you on?
I am, buddy.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
You're kind of weak.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
I can hear
you,
but you're real weak.
Well, I don't know why I'm weak, because I feel like $1 million.
I hear you loud and clear.
Can you hear me loud and clear, son?
Loud and clear.
Let's get this show on the road, boys.
Well, we got a couple of numbers we don't know who is. Let me find out who they are first.
Shit. I got a list in front of me. Tell me who they are.
Well, you don't have it. It's a different number. They're dialed in. They didn't dial in the number that I gave you.
Well, I got numbers in front of me.
Yeah, they might be dialing customers that just want to talk to me.
It's a different number, Tom. They're using a different number, and I have no idea what it is. just like you didn't use your normal number.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry.
Well,
that's
why
we communicate.
Here's who we have on. We got TJ. We got Kevin and Robin. We got Rob. We got Leo. We got Doyle. We got Eric Kenlin. We got Java Bob. Rocky should be dialing in here shortly.
We got Leo up there, too, I see.
Say again?
Leo is also up, isn't he? 315 number?
Leo is up. He's up.
Okay.
So
good.
What I'm missing right now is we got an 812 area code. I got to find out who that is.
Well, hit that
area code
812, button.
Who are you?
Dustin.
Dustin, huh? There you go.
Dustin,
it's me,
okay,
Dustin.
We got a
yeah,
big
this
crowd
is my
today.
Wife's phone.
Okay,
let's stop. We got a lot to talk about here. Let me get. Why don't you be kind enough to put Eric on the phone real quick?
Okay, Eric. Here we go, Eric. You're on.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Hey, Eric. How are you? Hey, listen, first of all, thank you so much, man. This is our debut on a show that we debuted 14 years ago, believe it or not. Where it all started
yeah.
for us with me and Java Bob and TJ and Marco Bill. And, wow, it's like being at old home week, as you know. But look,
well,
because we got so many people on the show here tonight, you have
good.
No idea. I heard you've been having some great encounters. What's going on? Tell me.
Well, you know how that river is down there. I mean, there's always creepy noises and strange howls and tree breaks and all sorts of stuff going on down there.
Okay. Can you expand on it? Have you seen anything? Heard anything?
No, I haven't seen anything, but I'll tell you the other day I got out there about 4:15 in the morning to go out and scout for turkeys. And as soon as I got out of the truck, made it down the road that you walked with me, maybe 150 yards, and it sounded like a freaking T-Rex down there just screaming its head off down there. You know, so I thought, well, I'll just go back to the truck and wait till daybreak.
Oh, Eric, I remember it like it was yesterday, my fine fellow friend. What have you been back there to see that blind or that thing that the treehouse that guy made?
Oh yeah, that's been totally torn down.
Somebody tore it down.
Not like torn down like people would torn it down. I'm talking about like all the timber in the middle snapped and broke straight down, like something put a hand up there and just broke those big logs right out of the middle of it.
Amazing, amazing. How's the weather back there right now, Eric?
Well, today it was almost 70 degrees. We're going to be 86 tomorrow. Great weather for going out and listening.
Wow. So, you know, half the country is going through a nor'easter.
Yeah, we're hot and warm.
Off, and you guys are ready to put your Speedos on.
Yeah, well, the Speedos got put on today. Like I said, it was almost 70 today. And, you know, last week we had 9 inches of rain last week. And for going out
rain,
and walking. Yep.
Yeah. That Texas rain can sure come up on you real quick. It did it with us.
It comes fast.
Any chiggers and any snakes?
Snakes are starting to come out. No chiggers yet. No ticks.
Okay. So the.
But if you're sitting on the couch, you'll never experience any of that.
I love it, man. Why don't you invite the world out to see him personally, firsthand?
Hey, anybody's more than welcome to come down there and walk that Red River. World's your oyster down there. You know, just. You know, you might not want to find what's down there walking around in those dark cedar woods.
Hey, you might run into the Red River Mafia.
Exactly. Hey, you got to. Hey, shout out to the Red River Mafia.
There you go.
Yeah, those guys are something else, aren't they? But you know what? They were.
Oh, they're something else.
They were there to help, and that's all that matters. You know.
Hey, when you're walking down a riverbed and you're looking for sign, and a boat full of pretty inebriated people pull up and say, "You want a ride?" And they don't know you, and they don't know you from Adam, and you've got 45s on your hip, and you're holding big rifles, and they invite you into the boat. Why not?
Yeah.
Make sure they got those life boat things on their shoulders, right? Whatever the hell you call them, vests.
Life preservers.
Yeah, preservers.
I don't think any of them could have swam.
Well, they can float, can't they?
No, I know one for sure that could not have swam.
Is that right?
Oh,
well,
yeah, he said he swam like a rock.
Yeah, I hear you. I got to tell you something, Eric. You'll get a kick out of it. First of all, I heard you sold your Jiffy Lube shop or whatever the hell it was, right?
I did, yeah.
So what are you doing now? Strictly hunting? Guide service?
Just doing strictly hunting, man. I'm out there every day.
That is so cool. I'm so proud of you, man. Well, you know, we're starting off on our expedition in up there in Texas by you, Gainesville, I think it is, isn't it, TJ?
It is. We talked, me and Eric talked last week, and we're going to have to get out to the Red River and check that out and then move up to Oklahoma.
No, that'll be cool. It'll be over like old.
Well, I got us a new area to go into. It's a little more remote. You know, where we did that expedition last year, it was going towards the west. I've found some new areas to the east that is a lot more denser and thicker and squatchier than you could ever imagine. We'll still be in the same area, but on a four-wheeler, it takes you, running 30 miles an hour, it takes you about an hour and 20 minutes to get back down. You're running back towards Lake Texoma. Getting back into the Twin Chimneys area.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you right now, dude, you get in there, and it is the creepiest feeling. The whole time you're going, you know they're watching you.
I love it. I can't wait. You bet, brother. Well, guess count us in, okay?
Well, I can't wait for you guys to get down here.
Listen, I remember having the worst Italian food in the world down there. Oh, shit!
You don't come to Gainesville, Texas, for Italian food, and they don't serve beef ribs.
You remembered that, didn't you?
Man, my mind's like a damn snap trap, dude. I don't forget nothing.
I loved it. Yeah, that is so cool. Well, listen, alert everybody. Let them know we're coming. We're not that far away. We're less than a month, and we'll be out there. We'll see you, especially now that you're all retired, okay?
Yeah.
And out there each and every day. I want to get out there in that rural area, as you called it, and I like when it gets scary and all that bullshit, and I like the things that go bump in the night. So count
us
in.
There's a bunch of stuff going bump in the night right now.
Outstanding.
That is so cool. Well, I wish I was there bumping right back. Listen, we got about 15 people to talk to tonight. Eric, thank you so much for being with us.
Hey, you guys be good. Good to hear from you.
Yeah, I same here, buddy. All right. Marco, mute him out so he can hear some show. Who's next?
Well, let's see. Let me read down the list here. We got.
Give me Kevin and Robin. Kevin and Robin.
Kevin and Robin. Here they come. 315.
Thank you, buddy.
There's Kevin and Robin. You're on.
Hello there. How are you?
Hey, Kev. How's Robin?
I'm good. I'm right here.
Sounds good, sweetheart. How's things going back there?
We're buried in snow right now.
Now, ladies
you
and gentlemen, I hope you're listening. Yep. Wait a minute. Hold on. I'm hoping that the people around the globe are hearing this. We just went from Texas, where it's 70 today, going to be 86 tomorrow. You're buried in snow. And how cold is it?
What? Let me look.
20 degrees.
Looks 25.
25.
25 degrees.
Wow. Now, you guys still got those horses out there?
Yeah, we still have some of our horses. We have four of them. Some of the others that we had, we were downsizing, trying to, you know, save a little bit of money. We're planning on moving in May. So the place that we want to go to. What?
Where are you going in May?
In New York State, not far from Syracuse and Casanova. It's a place called DeRider. And,
well, we know about it, right? Yeah. Now, why
We have family up there, and so we figured things might be a little easier up there, being closer to family.
Oh, well, that's good.
So,
well, you know what? It's easy to put the touch on family anyway, huh?
Yeah.
Hey, is
but
anything
we,
going on in your area, Kev?
Pardon?
Like 2 foot of snow.
Anything been going on in your area?
Not lately. About a month or so, we were trying to get wood in for our stove, and we did hear what sounded like a knock, but it could have been anything. We don't know for sure. The way the weather's been here, we did have some weather. You'd think for sure it was spring.
Yeah.
And then we got hit with two or three different storms getting dumped on with so much snow. We were snowed in here for a couple of days, and our landlord's son was finally nice enough to come over and actually plow us out so we could get out of here. But we've been really socked with some horrible snowstorms. It was like blizzard conditions.
Like 2 foot today.
We got about 2 foot of snow today.
Wow. Hey, Robin, you still making that good vittles the way you cook?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, she's definitely a good cook.
Oh, boy.
Our daughter is no longer with us.
No,
she's now living in Africa with her husband. And so my daughter, Amber.
Yeah.
She now lives in Africa with her husband. So it's just Robin and I here now.
Is she a missionary?
Yeah.
Well, good for her. She's doing. Yep,
she's over there, and her husband does engineer type work, and he's also a missionary as well. So they, they're doing pretty good. She has her times where she's not used to the temperature and doesn't have the same kinds of food over there. They eat more rice and things like that where they are than compared to what we have.
Well, you know what? It's a whole new world, a whole new industry, and you know what? She's doing God's work, him and her both.
Yep.
You know what? I just let the clock get away from me. Mute yourself out. It's good talking to you. Let us know your new address down the line. Marco, let's go to a commercial.
Thanks, Robin and Kevin.
Okay,
thank you.
1967, my whole life changed. I saw the Roger Patterson film on the Johnny Carson show. And I gotta tell you, that's the day I thought I was gonna challenge the world and go out and find this thing.
We had found like 12 tracks in the ground. I didn't want to believe it was Bigfoot.
Oh, yeah.
He's moving right now. He's moving right now. He's straight out of the tree line. He's moving to the right. Him, he's going to the right. He's going into the trees right now. Come here, look.
I'm Bob Hallmark, and I'm a reporter with ABC Television and Tyler Lundgren. It's been my pleasure to be with Tom Scotty and his team tonight, and I have to admit that I was skeptical when I came out here. I thought we, at this time in our history, had the technology to be able to find one of these things if it existed. But after seeing the footprints and the dig marks in the sand and what I believe to be a very large creature running at a high rate of speed through the woods, I'm convinced I'm going to have to change my opinion on Bigfoot.
I turned, I saw this thing standing by my gator.
When I saw the actual footprints, I realized they were something special and probably Sasquatch.
When I landed on the ground, I was kind of thinking, this ain't no human being. It's got to be something else.
www.searchingforbigfoot.com.
And we're back.
You know what? I got chills down my back when I heard that little ditty. And to confirm that, you said we got Java Bob with us?
Yes, we do. I got to find his number here. Hold on. I'll get it.
All right, put him on.
Java Bob, you're on.
Okay. Hey, Tom, first I got to thank you for changing my life. I had a little sandwich shop in a little town called Happy Camp, which is actually just a few miles away from Bluff Creek. And I called it Java Bob's Bigfoot Deli. And Tom had occasion to go up there. I think he was going up to Bluff Creek. And he stopped at the deli. And he started talking to me about Bigfoot and that kind of stuff. And I kind of giggled. And I said, how are you going to convince me this thing really exists? And he said, why would I want to do that? He said, if you want to know, pack up, come with us. And you know what I did? Changed my life. Changed my life. And now I can say without a shadow of a doubt, it's out there. It definitely is out there. And I want to thank you for that, Tom.
Listen,
changed my life.
You're welcome, first of all, as always, you and everybody else in our stable. But I got to tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. This is such a true story. He just picked up everything he had and left everything alone. And his daughter had just passed. Janine, God rest her soul. I know she's looking down on us tonight. One hell of a gal. I met her before we met there. Met down in Monterey, and then I met her back up there, and Bob was with us for quite a few years. But do you know that the advertisement that just ran, did you hear it about the Texas, about Bigfoot Lives?
Oh, yeah, I did. And I remember the guy that I ran into, and his wife. And,
yeah, that guy, yeah, Bob, his name was. But
yeah,
here's the thing, you were there that night when we were all there, and here was this guy, ladies and gentlemen, that came out from ABC, NBC, whatever the hell it was, Longview, Texas. He was an ex-Navy
SEAL. Bob Hallmark.
Bob Hallmark, that's right. He was an ex-Navy SEAL, and you'll see him in our first movie, Bigfoot Lives. He gets in front of his camera and tells the world, because this guy was the biggest skeptic in the world, and tells the world that he saw what we saw. Do you remember that night, Bob?
Oh, absolutely. And I gotta make a point here, because I got corrected on this one time from some of the people that know him. He wasn't a Navy SEAL. He was UDT, which was the forerunners to the SEALs. Before they had the SEALs, they had the UDT. And that's what he was. But had he joined a little later, he would have been called a SEAL.
But wait a minute, don't leave everybody up in the air. Underwater demolition team, folks, UDT.
That's right.
That was prior to the SEALs, and he's totally right. You're exactly right. Tell him what happened that night, Bob, in your own words.
Oh, my gosh, what an exciting night. First of all, we went to this in Texas, the last place I ever thought you're going to see a Bigfoot. And we get down to this little lake. It was an old abandoned army depot where they did they practiced shooting mortars and large guns there. And we get down to this area by the beach, and we start seeing these footprints, and they were everywhere. It was amazing. Well, this guy came out there, and he's interviewing us and everything, and all of a sudden this thing's out there in the water running by us, and Tommy Biscardi took off running after it right out into the lake. I mean, and Tommy can explain that part even better, but obviously he couldn't catch it, but he tried. And this guy saw this thing with his own eyes and got in front of his own camera and said that, and that changed everything for us. All of a sudden,
Bob,
here's a guy.
Excuse me, I don't mean to interrupt, but you brought up a good point. TJ's still on the line, so TJ, why don't you tell everybody what you did?
Well, you know, I didn't believe in Bigfoot, so I figured it was a guy in a monkey suit. You guys were all pointing towards it, so I said, after I handed you back that thermal imager, I went running out after it to go catch me a guy in a monkey suit, and well, we all know how that ended up. It wasn't a guy in a monkey suit, and I got to come back and look my father in the eyes and say, I'm sorry, I thought you were kind of nuts, but let's go find this sleeping squid now.
And you know what?
And that's the
Tommy's been getting out in the field with us ever since.
Yeah, yeah.
And Tommy, I was talking about you today with my wife, and I explained how, you know, we're like brothers from another mother, you know, and
yep.
How deep our friendship has become, and I'm really proud to call you my friend.
Me also, Bobby. Me also.
You know, Bob. Thanks. And TJ and the other people that are on the line and people around the globe that are listening tonight, I've got to tell you something. For the Heart of the Three Musketeers, we are the four people that started this blog talk radio show 14 years ago. And I'll tell you where we were. We were in Montana when we had our first broadcast. Do you remember that, Bob?
You know, I don't. but I.
Well, I'm going to have
you
to.
You did it over the phone, didn't you?
Yeah, I did, in the motel. We were coming down.
Yeah. I do remember
TJ,
that.
TJ, you remember that?
I thought it was Ohio, but was it in between Montana and California?
No, it was Montana, son. It was Montana.
Okay. Yep.
Because, well, you know, thanks to you, Tom. Thanks to you, Tom, I can tell people. We've been everywhere, man. Everywhere. Wherever they say there's a sighting, we went.
We zigzagged this country, didn't we?
Oh, man. Experience.
Folks, yeah. Jabba Bob's on the phone. I'm going to see if he remembers this one. My son just talked about Ohio. Now, there was a guy, a Bigfoot hunter, we went to see, and his name was Dallas, and I understand he's also passed. He's probably
Dallas
up there in heaven looking down on us. Russ?
Dallas and Gilbert.
Dallas and Gilbert. Yep.
Yes, yes. Well,
Dallas
we
and Gilbert.
Up.
Gilbert was like this big hulking man that liked to hurt you. You know,
yeah.
And about as bright as a toad.
Yep. Hey, we're cutting down on time here. We got 12 listeners calling in.
I know. Bobby, it was good talking to you. Just mute yourself out.
Thanks,
listen,
Bobby.
To it. We got a whole lot more show. TJ,
outstanding.
Why don't you take the
okay.
Yeah, we love you, man. Thanks for being with us on our debut of where it all started on Blog Talk Radio 14 years ago. TJ, I'm gonna do a little bit with Rob real quick. Rob, you out there?
Hold on. Rob, you're online.
How you doing, son?
Hey, Chief. I'm good.
How's the weather down there in Georgia?
Well, right now it's kind of chilly. It's going to get down about 29 tonight.
And what about during the day?
Today it got up about 58, 59 degrees was the high. We've had a little cool spurt the last 4 or 5 days. It's been kind of chilly.
Yeah, well, TJ and I have been talking, and we're going to start off there in Gainesville. Around the 10th of next month, and going from there to Oklahoma, Arkansas. Then we're going to come down there by Georgia. And from there, we're going to go to Florida and work up the coast, come up to the Carolinas and hit New York. And apparently there's some action going on in Jersey. And then we're going to come across up there after we hit all the way up on 2. We're going to go hit through Minnesota and Michigan. So we're going to have an intensified expedition this time. And, I was just thinking about it, Rob. I was thinking to myself today, I says, you know, this guy's got big ones. You know, when you called me and we dropped you off on top of that mountain and you and Jabba Bob was there later on and you all by yourself, you made your own food, made your own shelter and fire and got whatever you can off the land and you did a hell of a job and you've been with us ever since. then I thought about the other parts, and something came to my mind. Well, let's bring everybody into continuity here. So when I dropped you off up there and I came back to see you, and, you know, you talked to me about what a great shot you was and all that stuff, about 300 yards out from the place where we were staying, you know, I heard everybody talk, and I said, hey, you see that little thing there running across the field? I said, let me see how good you really are. You remember that day?
I remember that. You wanted me to shoot a ground squirrel.
And what did you do?
I shot it in the head.
On the run, 300 yards out, folks, okay? Unbelievable. He is a dead nuts shot, okay? And then I was thinking about another time, and I'm trying to say, maybe you can remember, TJ, when we were all up there on the East Coast somewhere, and it was he assembled a blind out there in the brush. And it was my birthday the next day, and we cleared the area because your son was there too, Tom. Do you remember that?
That was in Kentucky, wasn't it?
No, son. Where was that, Rob?
Let me think. That was that was where the guy had the wreck.
Yeah.
On that,
oh.
That trip.
Yeah, West Virginia, wasn't it? We were going to North Carolina?
Yeah,
West
Carolina.
Yeah. That's when the guys, ladies and gentlemen, listen to this story. It'll blow your mind. These were the guys in black forced one of our guys off the road and thought they'd kill him because he rolled the car. Do you remember that, fellas?
I remember that.
Oh, boy. That was a hell of a time. Because I remember that night, because the next day was my birthday, ladies and gentlemen. We cleared the area, Bobby, and it was like God looking down on us. The next day we all went out there. Boom, there was Prince out there. They took the bait, and I think you led the hunt that night, didn't you, Rob?
I did, Chief. We had the BBC with us then.
That's right. That's right. British Broadcasting Corporation. Oh, yeah. I remember the whole thing.
Yeah, he got scared and, like, crapped his pants in the middle of the night in the woods when an owl started hitting.
You remember that, didn't you?
I sure do. It was on film.
Yes, it was on film. Yes, indeed, it was.
Almost scared him to death. I wasn't ever more than 30 yards away from him, but he didn't know where I was, and I was just sitting there listening. And he almost stepped on me when he come by with his floodlight on, and I reached up and grabbed him, and I thought he was going to take a dump on top of my head because I was laying on the ground in a prone position.
Phenomenal. Listen, we got a bunch more people. Stay focused, and we'll be right back to you. Tommy, you take the next couple. Go ahead.
You've got it. Why don't you bring us in D. Doss there, Marco?
D didn't make it on. I'll tell you, we got Eric is on.
We already talked to Eric.
Bring Leo in, yeah.
Leo? Okay.
Yeah, Eric. We call him Leo.
Eric's
remember?
On.
Yeah.
I'm here.
No, wrong Eric. We're talking Leo. In North Carolina.
Leo, you're on.
Hey,
Leo.
What's up, TJ?
Hey, Leo, how are you?
Hey, man, I'm colder than a well digger's front pocket down here in North Carolina.
Well, folks, Leo's up in North Carolina. We've spent many a times, many a nights out in the woods up in the, God, I forgot the name of the.
Uwari.
Uwari, at the Uwari National Park forest up there. You know, there's some crazy stories from up in there. We're talking special forces going out looking for this creature. It's just a whack job of a situation out there. And Leo's our local flavor in the area, and we've spent some times in the woods. And why don't you tell them the story about the creature you saw walking across the ridgeline when you filmed, Leo? Let our listeners hear about that.
Well, first of all, hey, Godfather, how you doing? And to everybody out there listening, when I first started in this thing, man, I called Tom Sr. and talked to him, and, you know, he gave me some pointers, and then You know, I met you guys, and you guys finally came to North Carolina, and my wife was a disbeliever until she met Tom Sr. and seeing what the goodies you guys had in the back of the truck.
Yeah.
But, yeah, man, when I first started this thing, I started filming and started getting up with Michael Green, who has the famous infrared video, and I started going, and it's like a hit-and-miss thing, boring job, but, you know, sometimes you get them, sometimes you don't. It's like fishing. Sometimes you catch it, sometimes you won't. But I started filming and started seeing tree breaks. And one particular time, I don't scare easy, you know, being an old jarhead Marine. And Leo, the title Leo speaks for itself. And I was on the ridge line one day, and I was filming some tree breaks to send back to TJ and Tom Sr. And I heard some growls. I heard something that sent a chill up my spine to the other side of my brain. And didn't pay any attention to the video, just like any other video. And I sent it to TJ, and I'm not that big on computers and things of that nature. And I let my wife take it and download it on the computer and look at it. And all you can see is this big shadow coming by the ridgeline behind me where I heard the tree breaks and the footsteps on the same place where I was looking at actually tree breaks and tree twists. Let's just say I came down off the mountain quicker than hell.
Yeah.
Because I only had 13 shots, and whatever was grounding at me was going to need more than 13 shots. So, ever since then, my life has changed. You know, I talked to you a lot, TJ. I also talked to the Godfather himself, Tom Sr. You know, and it's just an experience. I tell people, if you really want to be a Bigfoot hunter, you got to get out there tonight. And I'm talking about folks in the night when you can't even see your hand in front of your face with a flashlight. I mean, we were deep in the war. Were we not, TJ?
We were. You know, you tell people, and like you said it, man. If you know, we don't try to force it on anybody. You come out with us. You see what we see. You hear what we see. Hear what we hear, and you make up your own mind, right?
And I can tell you, if you really want to crap in your pants, you come out when we come out. We out 2-3 o'clock in the morning. I mean, we out when you hear crickets all of a sudden just stop. So, and you're out with mosquitoes, you're out with places you don't know if you're going to be. You know, I was out there with Youngblood. Youngblood and I was sitting next to a tree. The average person would be like, you know, are you scared of snakes going to creep up on you? Snakes at least are you worried. The big fellas are you got to worry about.
Yep. Absolutely. You know, folks just don't understand, but, you know, we get out there and we do it. We put boots on ground. We talk to people. We speak with law enforcement, local newspapers. We try to, you know, research the information that we have to have, and we get out there and we do what we got to do, period. End of discussion. Everybody can talk the talk, and I think Eric said it earlier. He says you got to get off your couch, and you got to get out in the woods. You got to see what's going on. You can't be on Facebook and Twitter trying to find Bigfoot. It's not going to help you. You ain't going to find nothing but a bunch of weirdos talking back to you.
That's true.
You know, that's called the armchair quarterback. You know what? We got to get to a commercial. Marco, let's get to one.
Thanks, Leo.
Here we go.
Yes, sir.
1967, my whole life changed. I saw the Roger Patterson film on the Johnny Carson show. And I got to tell you, that's the day I thought I was going to challenge the world and go out and find this thing.
We had found like 12 tracks on the ground. I didn't want to believe it was Bigfoot.
Oh, yeah.
Did you hear that?
He's moving right now. He's moving right now. He's straight out of the tree line. He's moving to the right. He's going to the right. He's going into the trees right now. Come here, look.
I'm Bob Hallmark, and I'm a reporter with ABC Television in Tyler, Longview. It's been my pleasure to be with Tom Scotty and his team tonight, and I have to admit that I was skeptical when I came out here. I thought we, at this time in our history, had the technology to be able to find one of these things if it existed. But after seeing the footprints and the dig marks in the sand and what I believe to be a very large creature running at a high rate of speed through the woods, convinced him, and I had to change my opinion on Bigfoot. I turned, I saw this thing standing by my gator.
When I saw the actual footprints, I realized they were something special and probably Sasquatch.
When I landed on the ground, I kind of kind of thinking, this ain't no human being. It's got to be something else.
www.searchingforbigfoot.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's what did it for all of us. That was our first really big movie, and it went on from Bigfoot Lives to Bigfoot Lives 2 to Bigfoot Lives 3 to The Hoax of the Century, and it goes on and on and on, and we're into a whole new genre now. Now, any of you people out there within our got your ears on and can listen, go to searchingforbigfoot.com and you can order it there. You can order it on Amazon. You can order it on all the outlets. I don't have to tell you. But when you're in a crunch, just go to searchingforbigfoot.com. You get them a lot quicker, too. And we make sure. And sometimes if you ask, well, and the guys are around, they'll autograph them for you. Okay, TJ, who are you going to talk to next?
Well, it looks like we got Rocky from Arkansas, and I guess
well,
the other guy.
Tell you what, we got Rocky, we got Swede, we got Eric from Texas, and Doyle.
We already talked to Eric.
No,
what about
different
Dustin?
Eric.
Dustin's still there. No, we already
talked
to
him.
You
talked to Dustin, not Eric.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Dustin.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have a feeling that Marco Bill drank that juice of the grape tonight. But that's okay. We all need a little bit of that myself. Okay. Why don't we put let TJ talk to Dustin real quick because he's on.
Dustin, you're on the air.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, Dustin. Great, buddy. Glad you could join us tonight for this historical Back on Blog Talk Radio. You know?
Heck yeah.
It's a. Been about a year since we hung out together in Pennsylvania looking for Bigfoot, but now we got the place out in Florida, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You got to come over here to Florida and check it out on your way around the country. I'm telling you, you'll love it.
We're coming. You know, Dustin's an author, folks. He's written two books about Bigfoot. Is your second book out yet, Dustin?
And no, it'll be coming out in about June, and I'll tell you what, we just did a revision of my first book, and I went through and, added a little more information and then replaced about a dozen images with, like, the clearest images of Bigfoot that I've been able to come up with to date from my trail cameras. And that's going to be re-released before the second book here in about May. And then the second book is going to come out in about June. So I'm pretty excited.
Well, you know, Dustin's a believer. He's been out on expedition with us. We haven't been out on expedition together in Florida yet, so I'm looking forward to that. But we've
we were planning that out last summer. Remember camping in them Bigfoot bedrooms and stuff? Man, I tell you what, we've got a lot of tree-den structures and stuff I could show you in little bedding areas and nest sites they've been making since the spring's been kicking off. It's pretty nice down here now. I mean, the air is a little cool, a little cold front dipping down here, but it feels great. There's a lot of activity with all the wildlife, I'll tell you.
How's the snakes, Dustin?
I haven't seen much snakes, I guess. To tell you the truth, I guess it's a little bit cold for them yet, which
what
is
about
a blessing.
The bugs?
The bugs haven't been that bad either, but I never can tell too much because I use that Sawyer bug spray on my clothes and gear, and then I use a thermocell on the mosquitoes. I mean, it gets bad in the heat of the summer, but I haven't been seeing much. I mean, the cold front has got them, you know, out of the air. So it's been real nice.
So what was the temperature like there today?
Oh, it was pretty clear. It hit about 60-some, mid-60s. But it's, you know, been cold at night, dipping down in the 40s.
Well, I hope you reconnoiter and try to find some good spots from when we get down there because I'm coming on this one.
Dude, I got some real nice spots to show you. Some nice food plots on the Apalachicola River, and I can tell you some nice waterways that flow down alongside the river. Lots of areas full of sign. We could go on for miles and miles and miles, man. It's looking good. I don't know. I just need to get some more cameras out there. That's all I can say.
Well, guess what? We'll be backing up the cameras because we'll have boots on the ground looking at nighttime and eyes looking all around. And that's what it all takes. You know that. You know what?
Oh, yeah.
And I got to tell you something. I met you up in Pennsylvania, didn't I?
Oh, yeah, over at Kevin and Robin's.
Yeah, that's right. I remember. Yeah, yeah. You were a hell of a gentleman, and thank you for that. Can't wait to meet you again. Well, hold on, because we got a whole bunch more people here that we haven't talked to yet. And it was good talking to you. You want anything to
say? I'll talk to you later.
Get a shameless plug in for your book, Dustin, where they can get it.
Oh, yeah, put the plug in.
Oh, just go to www.amazon.com/author/Dustin Tudehope. My name, DustinTudehope, and check out my author's page. But it's all on there. Just Google Dustin Tudehope, and there's a lot that will come up, and you'll find it.
How do you spell Tudehope?
Tudehope. It's spelled Tudehope. You'll find it. Just Google my name, Dustin Tudehope, and there's a lot out there. You can see footage I filmed and whatnot, and listen to some audio footage. What's that?
You part Indian?
Yeah, Blackfoot Indian.
What kind? What kind?
Blackfoot.
Oh, you're Blackfoot. How much percentage?
You know, I'm not exactly sure. I think my great granddad was like a quarter.
Here's how you can tell if you're sure, son. Do you get a check from them?
No. I've never done a background check on myself.
That means you're not 16%.
Exactly.
That doesn't mean you're 16%. But that's okay. We'll fill you in on all that when we see you. All
right.
Let's get to the next guest. Have a great night, son.
Later on, guys. Talk to you then. Bye.
Thanks, Doug.
Hey.
Okay, Tom. We got Rocky and Tweed left. Doyle's battery ran dead.
Okay, that's okay. But let's get Rocky because Rocky's new girlfriend is around the corner from him in Springville, and she's Blackfoot, I think. Isn't she, Rocky?
She's – I don't know exactly what she is. Cherokee or something.
Oh, Cherokee. That's what it was. You're right. I'll be damned. Listen.
Yeah, it's pretty evident when you look at her.
You what?
She looks Cherokee.
Oh, does she? Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you talked to her lately?
I haven't talked to her in the last few days now.
All right. Well, listen, TJ's been bending my ear all day today, and he says, Dad, I can't wait to get Rocky on tonight because I want to talk to him about all the stuff that's been going on up there in the mountains. And he says that ever since they've been cleaning up C4, there's been some action going on there. So, Tom, take the floor.
All right. So tell us what's going on with the action up there at C4 there, Rocky.
I don't know. I try to stay away from there. I've already been a guest of theirs once. I don't want to do a repeat. I haven't heard of anything, but that doesn't mean anything. I mean, I've been kind of tied up with life, so you know, I really haven't had a chance to do any checking with anything. I had a guy come in, when was it, Monday? He came in Monday. He's doing some work over in Madison County, way out in the woods, and he has a woman with HBO that he's doing some work for, and he came across a footprint or two out there, and anyhow, he came in there and was talking to me, and I haven't been able to talk to him since then because we had a bunch of stuff going on. But he usually comes in once or twice a week. So he'll probably be in tomorrow, and I'm going to air him down and get the whole story and get some directions. And maybe I can talk the Swede into taking off long enough for me and him to go out there and check it out.
Well, Swede will always back you up.
Oh, he's always been good about that.
Outstanding. You know, we're going to be out there soon. We're going to be coming up, you know, probably the end of April will be that way. So we're going to have to get some good areas up there near C4 that we can go look at and hopefully capture one of these things. We use you as bait, okay?
Yeah, that's the way it always works, isn't it?
Yeah.
The guy that I'm talking about, he said that he was telling the HBO woman that there's some, I don't know what they've got going, but he said that that when he saw the footprint, he told her that there was stuff out there that she probably didn't want to mess with. And she said, well, like what? And he told her, you know, there's bears out there, there's wild dogs. And he said, then there's some big things out there that might, you know, dine on her. And she said, well, she wasn't real sure that she wanted to get into that. And he said, well, out here where we are, he said, you might not have any choice in it. So when he came into when he was in Monday, he asked me if he could have one of my cards. And he said that he's going to show it to her. And I told him whatever blew his skirt up, that'd be okay with me.
But, awesome.
Hey, is Swede there with you? Swede,
yeah.
You there?
Hey, Marco, I'm wondering if Anonymous is Roger Peterson.
Yeah, I'm here, Tom.
How are you, buddy?
I'm doing good.
Well, listen, has Rocky let you know that you've got an admirer?
Oh, he made mention of it.
Yeah, and she called me up the other day and wanting your number. And, you know, I just don't give your number freely. And I left it to Rocky. I said, Rocky, you better get a hold of him and let him know. Because she's right there in, what is it, Somerville, Selbyville?
Lowell. Lowell.
What is it?
Lowell.
Lowell, okay.
Hello.
How far is that from you? How far is that from you, Swede?
Oh, I don't know. It's just up north of us a little ways here. I don't know.
Yeah, 30, it's
40 minutes. It's up
yeah,
the road
well,
a ways.
She'd like to yak at you a little bit. But I understand what's happening. Well, Rocky's been keeping her all to herself.
I know it. You know, Tony was talking about getting started on Bigfoot thing, and I was thinking about, you know, before I met you, we talked about this a long time ago when I was a young man in 71. I was a real young man, and I met that Mr. Tiger there on the Tamiami Trail in South Florida. You know who I'm talking about, had the alligator wrestling thing?
Listen, and I remember it like yesterday. Yeah.
Well, that was my first. My mother had got me, I told you about that little book that she got me, that little beige-colored paperback.
The guy's name was Bobby Tiger, ladies and gentlemen. Java Bob remembers him, I'm sure. Bobby Tiger. He had a couple
yeah,
of his fingers. Listen, he was a Seminole Indian, and he used to wrestle alligators, believe it or not. And they
yeah,
had the skunk cake down there. Yeah, you're right, Sweet.
He said that that's where he made his money, but he said his passion was checking out the skunk ape, and that's where I had learned a little bit about that after reading that little white paperback with the cabin on the front of it about Bigfoot back then.
My God,
and
that's going back in the 70s, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And that was my
yeah.
first up Cummins. We used to spend a lot of time in the Boy Scouts in the Everglades when I was little. They'd drop us off out
that's
there, and we'd stay up there two
that
three days.
That is so amazing. Yeah.
but it was always there. You know, it's always there. Yeah.
Sweet, we're in time restraints here, and ladies and gentlemen, I got to thank each and every one of you guys around the globe, all of our families, and everybody who's been so good, and all the efforts that changing over the new platforms and everything else. And forgive us if there was any glitches, but next week we'll make sure that's all fixed up. And you know what? Miss Calabash, wherever you are, you know we're thinking about you. And kudos and salutations. Till next time, America. It's all yours, Mr. Marco Bill.
All right, Marco.
There's no more calls.
I see an 812. That's Indiana. We brought them in yet? 812
is Dustin.
Oh, okay.
We have talked to everybody.
All righty. Awesome. Folks, don't forget next week, Bigfoot Live, 7 o'clock.
That's it. Good night, everybody.
Yes. Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Night, everybody.
Well, folks, once again, it's time to say so long. We'd like to thank Mr. Tom Biscardi and his guests and the Bigfoot team for joining us, and we'd especially like to thank you, our listeners, for tuning in. This is Marco Bill saying see you next Wednesday evening for some more Bigfoot Live radio show entertainment with Mr. Tom Biscardi and his team. And until then, keep the Bigfoot live and keep Bigfooting. See you next week.
Three men with a gold and a pack that they'd hold and a promise till the day that they died. Answers to the questions no one's found before. Driving determination, the only key they had to unlock the door. Monster facing mysteries, legend, tales, and facts. Put them all together, reason for the facts.